Welcome to the Sarah and T Podcast. I'm Sarah Bradford.
And I'm Tim Cafferty. I own Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue, managing over 400 vacation rentals at the beach.
And I used to own Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, managing over 150 vacation rentals in Colorado. But now I just fill my time with pickleball and podcasting.
Yeah, but you know more about this business than most people ever learn, so you're still stuck with me.
So for the next 30 minutes or so, we invite you to join us as we dig into topics, tips, and advice from our long history in this crazy business.
And we're going to have some fun while we do it.
We're back, and better than ever, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Tim. I hope you're doing well today, Sarah, and basking in the glow of our last podcast with all of our friends who came on. What a great show that was.
That really was. I've had a couple different people mention to me that we answered some questions they themselves had. So hopefully we did a good enough job with our call-in listeners. Thanks to everybody that called. And today, it's just us, Tim. Just you and me. But we might have a challenge at the end of this podcast that will cause some other people to call in. So stay tuned. Today, we are going to do something we've never done before. We always do the takeaway episode after the VRMA conference. But we thought this year, we're going to dig into the whole program, all of the sessions at VRMA, and pick our favorites. If we were going to get to go to every session, which, you know, we never do, Tim, because we start talking to people. But if we were going to go, we chose the ones that we would go to. This is not to offend anyone. If you're not selected, we'll tell you at the end of the program what you can do to get mentioned. But this is just, if we were going through it, these are ones we know will probably be a slam dunk to get the most bang out of your buck when you are at the VRMA conference. Now, I also want to say, if you're not going to the VRMA conference, I think you'll get something out of this because we're going to mention who's speaking and what they're speaking about. And you're always welcome to reach out to those people and ask them for their presentation, or when you listen to the takeaway episode, see what those people had to say. So we're trying to make it good for everyone.
Before we start, I need to get your mindset on how you approach the conference, because obviously we have gone to the VRMA.org website and we've looked at the program and we've seen all the presenters and what they've said. But once you get to the conference, you check in, you go get your name badge and your little bag that some of us never take home. And they give you options, don't they? They give you like a little magazine where you can read through all the programs and see which ones you want. They give you a little pocket guide that you can look for quick reference, but they also encourage you to download the app. Are you an app person?
I'm not. Honestly, I think all three of those options don't work for me, because when I check in, it's go time. I do not want to spend time in Vegas that I've spent money to get there, staying there with my staff there in the old days, and start looking through at that point which session I want to go to. So I'm going to say I don't go with any of those, Tim. I don't even download the app because it never seems to work, because the internet never seems to work at these conferences. And I've already circled where I'm going to go so that if I have a minute to do that and it's 11 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I could hit that one I want to go to, I get there. Also, Tim, I make the staff meet with, now I won't because I don't own the company, but I used to have the staff meet with me and we went through all the sessions and we divvied up who was going to go where, again, so we didn't have four of us in one. And then it's a better chance that one is a home run and they have to share their notes of what they learned. How about you? How do you approach it?
Similarly, I do look at the program in advance and we do say, I don't want two people going to one session and Jimmy Joe, you need to go to this one and Sally, you need to do the accounting one and what have you. Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And you can't even cover it. As we're going to point out, in some sections, there's 10 choices to make. But I will say I used to be a non-app person, but I have crossed over to the app side for a couple of reasons. Number one, that's the only way you can rate the sessions now. At the end, to give them feedback, you need to do it on the app. They don't hand out the paper. Maybe they will hand out the paper, but they want you to use the app. And the other thing is, if something changes, like they've added a session or this one's no longer happening, the app is where you find out.
You got me there. I have trouble looking down and figuring out the app when I'm saying hi to everybody. The last thing I want to say about how I approach VRMA, and I tell the staff this as well, if you get in a session, even one that we suggest here today, and it's not doing it for you, you think this is going nowhere, it's completely okay to leave, because that's a precious hour where if there was another one you wanted to go to, go to it. You don't have to be, you know, just slip out the back door. These usually are packed anyway. So I do recommend not going too deep in the row where you can't get out.
Don't get in the middle. You'll know why people are sitting on the end now. And then hey, about this now. So I'm reading a book that is really bad. And my wife and I had this debate the other night. How much more do you read before you put the book away? And she said about a third. If you're a third of the way through the book and you still ain't getting it, it's time to put it on the shelf. How about with the session? How long do you give the speaker?
That is a perfect analogy. I would say I've been in a few sessions where I thought this is a bomb, and then it turned around. But you got to use your gut. I'd say get out of there within the first 10 minutes or you're going to miss the point of the other one you run to. And if nothing else, if you're just stuck in there and you can't get out, take it for what it's worth. Use your brain. Think about other things you've learned that day or the day before and use your time wisely. So let's get started in the Tim and Sarah analysis of the VRMA program and where we would go.
And we're not being paid for this, although we should be paid.
Yes.
That's another story. So we arrive in Las Vegas, Sarah. The conference starts on Sunday night with the reception. First of all, when do you get there? Should you come in Sunday or do you get there a day early? What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, you and I are going to differ here again. I value the weekends with my kids a lot. So to come in on Saturday is quite a big ask. I'm coming in Sunday, coming in hot at 4:30 into Vegas, straight to that welcome reception at 6. If you are a first timer, there's a first timer happy hour right before that welcome reception. And I really recommend you go. You'll get to know some faces before there's thousands all around you. So you usually come in early, right, Tim? Because there's a few early events happening.
Well, it works out that there is another conference that I attend that is immediately prior to this, and it's worked out the last several years. So I'm actually coming in from Phoenix from the Inc. 5000 conference, which ends on Friday night. So I'll be going to Las Vegas on Saturday, but I'd go to Vegas Saturday anyway because the golf tournament is on Sunday. The Stuart Couch Memorial Golf Tournament, one of my best friends in the whole world who passed away a few years ago, and they've created a tournament in his honor, so I'm going to be playing in that. There's also some boot camp sessions on Sunday as well. I'm not sure the availability of those, but there's another reason to come in a day early as well.
Well, let's pretend you come in early or you don't come in early like me, because I don't play golf, and instead of going straight to the slot machines, you go to the welcome reception, and then after that, apparently there's a late night movie going on.
You have to have heard about this. The Home Runners preview. Our friend Steve Milo, I think, is going to be highlighted in there. Matt Landau is going to make an appearance. It's a big hoodoo. That starts at 8 o'clock and goes to like 10. So we got you covered. First timer reception starts at 5. Regular reception 6 to 8. Don't miss that. Free drinks are always good. And then 8 to 10 is this Home Runner. So they get you off on a good start at Verma on Sunday afternoon.
And I don't know if I got cut, but I was in one of the Home Runners. Remember, I was in my outfit in my 60s house in Phoenix. Look for me being a silly person in that movie. Let's move on to the crux of the conference on Monday. Don't stay out too late Sunday. The opening session starts off with what I think is going to be a really good one. This guy, Josh Sundquist, is the keynote. I looked him up a bit. And actually, he's worth looking up. In fact, I will post a picture from his website. He is a Paralympian. He has one leg. And he's actually really cute. And he, I guess, plays on that one leg thing. And he likes to dress up in ways that uses his one leg. For example, there's a picture of a Christmas tree. And he's like this Christmas tree with the stump. Anyway, I don't even know how to explain this without sounding wrong. But he's going to be motivational. He got started being silly with his one leg. He wore a partially eaten gingerbread man costume to a Halloween party. So he seems like a fun guy that's comfortable with himself. He's written at least 4 books. And I think this is one we're not going to want to miss. And I know VRMA pays a lot of money for these people, so they got to be entertaining.
I will say it looks like VRMA did it right this time. Both keynotes we're going to talk about are top shelf. And Josh, also a comedian. There's some YouTube stuff with Josh. You can go look in advance. And the Tigger outfit, I love. Another Halloween costume. Tigger bounces on his tail, you know. Oh, God, the guy's cracking me up already. And then my favorite one is he has a costume in there where he is that Pixar lamp, the table lamp that comes on at the beginning of the movies, you know, and jumps on the eye. He's got a costume where he's the Pixar lamp.
I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, my God, this guy is going to be funny, and he has a great message. So don't be late. 8:30 on Monday is when the opening session starts. They're going to go through some housekeeping. He's on stage by 8:45, so don't be late.
Okay, I'll bet you he's not on by 8:45. They usually seem to bore us to death and then have him come up. So if anyone's listening from the VRMA conference committee, please get him on stage and don't start off with too much housekeeping. Somehow between then, 8:30, we go all the way to 11:45 for our first breakout sessions. And this one was really tough to pick because there's so many options at 11:45. But we chose the general one for anybody. We chose how to outperform the gigantic VR brand that bought your local competitor. Wonder who that is. So this is not being taught by Vacasa. It's being taught by Doug Kennedy. And we're a big fan of Doug. He's been on our podcast before. He always has polished presentations. You know, sometimes you look at these presenters and you're like, I don't know who that is. So are they going to be good? Not good? Do they know how to convey to the audience these key points? Doug always has so many takeaways, and you know that Tim and I love that. That's our number one.
We have a number two, three, four, five, six as well, because all these folks are our friends, and this is so hard. Like Tyann and Andy have a good session. They're going at the same time. There are 9 sessions concurrent at 11:45, and they all go for 1 hour. And just to make sure everybody's clear on the timing, the keynote is off stage a little after 10, and then there's a 1 hour break. So you got time to go see the vendors in the showcase. But also, if you're maybe a smaller company and that doesn't resonate with you, Property Managers Roundtable for small scale managers, Sharon Walker and Jeff Gabarino from Gulf Shores, they're going to be doing that.
Yeah. And I think that's a great one, Tim, because anytime you ever see Property Managers Roundtable and it fits what you are. So if you're a small scale manager, go. Because that's where everyone's sharing their ideas. You will get so many takeaways from a property manager's roundtable. Keep going.
I was going to jump right on that. There is also the VRHP roundtable at that time. It sounds like it is one table. There are multiple tables when you walk into the room. And I believe I'm going to be at one. I don't know which one, but there's a bunch of stuff. Dirk's going to tell us what to do, and we're going to get it done. And you also have a thought about the VR regs and not sure if you have a plan and how to handle that.
During this time of many sessions, there's one called Be Your Own Advocate Part 1, and then Part 2 is at 2 p.m. So if you want to devote Monday to getting your strategy together, if you're deep in the VR regulations, governments interfering, telling you not to do your short-term rentals or putting a bunch of restrictions on you, this could be a really good, almost like a boot camp, it sounds like, with this Part 1 at 11:45 and then Part 2 is at 2. But we didn't cover them all, and we could have even added more, but those are the ones we think are key for you to be sure you and your staff go to. And then we go to lunch, and lunch is a general lunch, which I always tell my staff, don't you all eat together. Look for a table where you think you might want to sit down and chat somebody up. Those are some of my best buddies in this industry. I found them at lunch. If you're not going to do that and there's still room, you have to register for these lunch and learns that are being put on by some vendors. The one I thought looked interesting was Lunch and Learn with Airbnb. Maybe they could lunch and learn, if you know what I mean. But you'll learn about Airbnb and travel industry trends. I'm sure you'll get something out of that if you're an Airbnb user or want to learn more. So, but you do have to sign up for that. So figure that out before you get there.
So we've got a whole hour and 15 minutes for lunch. So you can chat up a lot of people, move around tables as you're going to get your brownie for dessert or whatever. Then at 2 o'clock, got to get back at it. And there are, count them, 10 sessions at 2 o'clock. And they're all 1 hour sessions. I'm sorry, got to be a little biased here. I'm going to recommend you to Dave Roberts, our VP of Operations and Strategy Deployment here at Outer Banks Blue. He's doing one called Lean Methodologies for Vacation Rental Managers, and he's very good at this stuff.
What does lean methodologies mean? It makes me think of dieting.
We've talked about it many times in another vernacular here. It's the whole scoreboard mentality. We have a performance scoreboard, and you're tracking what is the key component. What's that wildly important goal that if we don't hit this, it doesn't matter? And getting down to the leanest way to say that and put it up on a board so everybody knows what you're measuring. I think you're going to enjoy that.
Awesome. That's the one I would go to if I had to choose. But then there's this other one that's a bit intriguing, and it's called Think Like a Homeowner with Lauren Villa from Delmar Vacations and Beth Friedman from Walker Luxury Vacations, Sharon Walker's company. Think Like a Homeowner, that can never go wrong. And I know some of our most popular podcasts, Tim, are when we talk about how to work with homeowners. Maybe split up. Somebody go to Lean Methodologies and someone go to the Think Like a Homeowner. Those are our recommendations for 2 o'clock. Then we move into 4:30 and everyone's getting a little tired. Maybe the drinks are starting. Some people are tempted to go to the craps table, but stick with it because there's four we might recommend here. I'll start off from the basic one. If you've never been to Justin Ford's vacation rental safety presentation, go to it. It's going to cover you on insurance and a lot of safety things you should be worrying about that you're probably not worrying about, not to get you paranoid, but you better know about it and deal with it than get stuck in a bad situation. So that one I'd say if you've never been to that one, but the other three, go ahead, Tim, we'll take these one at a time.
928 new properties in 2022. I'm going to go with that just because of the title. That's pretty creative. But Ryan Dame and Matthew Testall and Ginger from Beach Ball, they're all there. And it looks like it's going to be really cool. You have any thoughts about that particular session?
Yeah, well, I know those folks. And Ginger actually just started following us on our podcast feed. I just got an alert. I don't know her, but I've heard great things about Ginger. And they are really good at adding new properties, at growing and acquisition. So if you're interested in growing your company, then this would be one to go to. I bet they're going to give a lot of takeaways. The other one I'm torn between that is also going to the one called Get Bookings in Your Sleep 201, The Next Steps in Email Automations. So I believe strongly in the ability to get bookings in your sleep. That's one of the things I miss the most about owning a vacation rental company is waking up and going, I made 20 grand at 1 a.m. I'm sure this is ways to increase how many bookings you're getting and to get them without having to answer the phone. So how could that hurt, right? That might pay for the whole conference. And then the next one is The Art of Cleaning. Not always the sexiest, but man, you guys, we got to focus on this more. We never focus on it enough. And Sean Kemper is going to be talking about The Art of Cleaning. So I'm so curious what will be said there.
I happened to speak to Sean Kemper just before we started recording this podcast. He's like, oh man, I can't believe they put me right before cocktail hour. So I'm the only thing standing between them and the bar. So I better be really entertaining. Sean knows his chemicals. I'm sure the whole black sock mentality is going to come up. Why do you have black socks when you walk across a clean floor? And he knows his stuff. Highly recommend.
What he should do is hand out sample chemicals people can drink. And it's like a vodka drink. And then he can talk about cleaning. It would get a lot more interesting.
I did suggest maybe he could bring beer to his session, but I'm not sure that's all legal. But anyway, so that brings us to the end of the day. And what do we have going on Monday night? Anything?
I didn't see anything going on. So that's a night you're going to want to get reservations and get some people together to go for dinner.
I was actually asking you, what are we going to be doing? Like, are you taking me to dinner?
I've already made a reservation for you to pay for.
Oh, okay, good.
We might play pickleball that night.
You and Deb are playing pickleball. That's what's happening. Okay, and then we are going to bed at a decent hour on Monday night because Tuesday we get up and do it all over again. You need to be there at 8:30. First session goes at 8:45, and it's going to be another keynote. Holly Steele is her name. service is a gift. I've seen several videos. She was at the Airbnb Open conference a few years ago and did a keynote speech there. So she knows her stuff. She knows the hospitality industry. And I can tell you from looking at her website and watching her, she's done a TED Talk, watching some of her YouTube stuff, top shelf keynote speaker.
Yeah, Tim, when I saw her name, it rang a bell. So I looked her up as well, and I realized that she spoke at the John DeJulius conference at least one year, possibly when I was there, and she was dynamic, so many takeaways, spot on for our industry. Once again, VRMA, good job. You didn't go Super. Get someone in our industry to just tell us everything we want to know or trying to sell us something. This is going to be one that I think will set the tone for the day.
So when you get all energized and charged up, next thing you do is go roaring into the vendor showcase for an hour to go check out a lot of the stuff there. I was telling somebody the other day, I have never seen so many new supplier members come into the organization as I have in the last couple of years. There are people I've never heard of. I've never even thought of the product that they brought to us. There's interesting stuff in there. And I'm not sure if you said it first or somebody else. Just go to everyone, say, okay, give me your 30-second elevator speech. Why should I be talking to you? And they're ready. They have their speeches down pat.
Yeah, let's talk about that just for a minute, about how to handle the vendor showcase. It's an overwhelming experience. Yes. It can just feel like everyone wants to tell you what they've got. It's also wild to walk around and just see how many people are at their booth. And they're staring at their cell phone or they're looking at their computer and you just think, really? So I wouldn't give those people the time of day, honestly, Tim. I wouldn't go up and go, excuse me, let me get off your cell phone. What do you do here? I would say that you think beforehand, what vendors, what categories are you interested in learning more about? Maybe it's these new Tesla chargers, EV that you can have in your vacation rentals. Maybe you need an app for guests. Maybe you're looking at something big like a PMS, but I would try to identify the ones you want to make sure you speak to. And ideally, you've reached out to them already. You go up to them and say, hey, Bob, I'm Sarah. Remember we were going to talk. Yes, Sarah, that's right. And it'll be much more personable than what unfortunately a lot of them fall into is you walk up and say, tell me 30 minutes about or 30 seconds about what you do. And they just start gobbledygook talking to you about what they do, and they never even find out what your company is or what you're needing. So I would say try to craft the experience before you get there to make sure you talk to the vendors you want to talk to.
Yeah, pet peeve when I walk by and they've got their little table and their little tablecloth hanging over the side, and they've got their pens laid out there, and they're sitting behind the table. Get rid of the tables. Stand up, greet me, draw me into your space. I used to do trade shows all the time. First thing that left the area, the table and the two chairs. I don't need these things.
Yep.
Or maybe I'll put the table in the back. Yeah, you can see their seriousness by how they approach their booth. And some of these people take it very seriously and they're very good at it. So definitely give them the time because, quite frankly, their participation helps hold the cost down on this event. And so this is our trade-off. So go see your supplier friends. But then at 11:30, we go to the breakout sessions again. There's a bunch of them, but I think we have one that we would like to attend and we'd like others to attend. What do you think, Sarah? We do have a favorite at this session.
Yeah, it's weird we have a favorite here. It's possibly because Tim and I have put it together.
Right. It's our session.
If you want to see Tim and me in the flesh, then come to our OTA panel, Understanding Each Other, which I have come to call, we're going to be doing marriage counseling between vacation rental managers, which is Travis Wilburn, Lauren Madewell, and Devin McGuire, and Airbnb and VRBO. And we got some big names coming from the OTAs, Tim. We have Tim Rosolio coming from VRBO and Amir Segal from Airbnb. And so we are going to make this cordial. We have some rules, just like a counselor would in marriage counseling, but we're going to get into some big picture things we want to share with Airbnb and VRBO. And Airbnb and VRBO get to share with us what drives them nuts. And then we're also going to get into some specifics. So this should have some fireworks, some deep chat, and hopefully Verma's going to give us a huge room for this one.
Yeah, expect a big crowd, and rightfully so. All due respect to everybody else, we pulled a lot of strings to get these two on stage. These are two bigwigs.
And we really had to pull a lot of strings to get Travis Wilburn.
Oh, my God. The hoops we had to jump through for that guy. Oh, his whole PR team. Oh, I didn't even want to go there.
So here's the thing. If you walk into our panel and it's just so crowded, then I will say that the same time as our panel is the property managers roundtable, where CEOs, owners, and other C-suite executives meet and really just talk extemporaneously about issues they have. And that's led by Milo, Ben Edwards, Jennifer Frankenstein, and Sharon Walker. Always a great session. Bummed, honestly, that it's during ours, because I think a lot of people are going to want to go to both, but choose one of those two. And then here's the heartbreak for me is the third session I would have absolutely been recommending. And maybe this is more for your head of accounting, your head of marketing, is that my ex-employees, they're not ex-employees, I just don't own the company anymore, Melina and Lee, two of my faves, they are doing how to hold a weekly revenue meeting. And Tim, you know I love this subject. We've talked about it on the podcast. So they're also during the other two banger sessions. So definitely have somebody get to that one.
Yeah, if we weren't doing another session, we'd be in the back of the room cheering them on. Yes, good point. That's great. So go there if you don't have anything else picked out. But again, you got 10 choices. Lots going on there. Then, of course, you can't go more than a couple hours without some kind of nourishment. So we'll have lunch for an hour and 15 minutes again, where you get to go meet more friends in the big room, or there are some lunch and learns. But again, as Sarah said before, you have to register in advance for those. So don't forget that. And then, so we're back at it at 2 o'clock and a lot of choices, 10 to be exact. We have chosen Navigating Owner Acquisition and Guest Relationships, True Life Experiences Unveiled. Truth be told, feel like we have to recommend this because we're really close with the people up. Give it this. We know all these people. We love them, but this one hits close to home, Sarah.
Yeah, and they're great people. There's Terry from your group.
Yes.
And then we have Stacy, who's the GM of all the companies under Sunset Management who bought our company. And then there's Robin Cragen. So they've got to be awesome, right? This is a slam dunk. It does sound really broad. I hope they will give a lot of specifics. So if they're listening before the Verma conference, we're expecting specifics because you're getting the Sarah and T recommendation.
Do we have a second one we feel really good about?
I would want to go to also this reimagining your company's brand experience. I'm intrigued by this because it's about building brand and it's a VRM owner. So I always love when VR managers, owners, when they're speaking, because they're not benefiting at all. They're just giving their ideas. So this is from the VRM owner of Blue Water, plus his creative agency rep is going to be there. So I think this one will go pretty deep in some specifics about marketing. And then the other one is if you have anyone from like your ops group, inspectors, cleaners, technology in the hands of inspectors, cleaners, and it says MX staff. What's that?
Maintenance.
Oh.
You know how I know that? Because it's my people giving the MX session. Terry Gore and Dave Roberts are going to be talking about that. And I think we will find it very helpful how we've leveraged some of those tools we talked about from the supplier side into real life. And we're using this stuff in everyday life. I think they're going to do a great job. I know they're very excited about it. Let's put it that way.
And then there's one more I wanted to mention. And that's understanding guest needs using site search data. And the dork in me, Tim, wants to recommend this one. So I don't know if it'll be awesome, but maybe we have to get them on the show someday. But I just think understanding guest needs with technology could be pretty revealing. So if you're a little dorky, go to that one. Okay. And then after that, there's apparently a surprise general session that there's no other information about that starts at 4:30. After the coffee break in the vendor exhibit hall. And from 4:30 to 6, they're going to entertain us. And then we just have an hour to go get whatever we're going to put on. And you know, I love to put on some funny stuff, especially when we're in Vegas. for the closing party from 7 to 9. But Tim, we know that's just going to get the night started because we are in Vegas. Like, who goes to bed in Vegas at 9:02?
Well, those who want to get up on Wednesday morning and catch great content, that's who does it, because the conference is not over on Tuesday night, which is one of the things that people forget. The closing party actually is not at the end of the conference. You get it? It's the closing party, but the conference is not closed. And so there are some of us that have to come back and give more sessions on Wednesday morning. So don't leave, because if you do, you will miss our second session.
Plus, I'm doing another one. I have to do two on Wednesday. It's like they're torturing me.
So you're right up at 9 o'clock, because at 8:30 to 9 is breakfast, and then we get going again at 9 o'clock. So we give you a little bit more of a break on having to get up early, but at 9 o'clock, we want you downstairs, committed, ready to be educated.
Yeah. And I'm probably just going to stay up all night and then do my sessions. But, you know, I'm retired and all.
Okay.
So on Wednesday, we have 9 a.m. I'm doing the Schwag Sisters. It's the gifting session. So if you listen to the gifting podcast that Tim and I did, I'm presenting with three other lovely ladies, and we will be complimenting and ripping on certain gifts so that you know how to gift your guests, your homeowners, and even your employees. And there's a chance we may bring some gifts from vendors in there if they are so willing to give our thoughts on whether that's a good gift.
I was going to ask you if that's what you're going to do, because you guys love to smack around those supplier members who give out koozies and pens and other things with their logo on it.
Yeah, we promised to make it fun and interesting and exciting, even if you did stay out all night. And then there's one more during 9 a.m. If you can't come to the Schwag Sisters, or you just never want to give anyone a gift, then I would go to Caleb Hannon's Mapping the Guest Journey. That sounds really interesting to me. Did he call in on our show?
He was on our last podcast. He's the one from Stay Lake Norman.
Yes. And you know this guy, you know he's quality.
I do.
And mapping the guest journey is always a very interesting and needed activity in our world.
Okay. So Caleb and I will not be staying up late on Tuesday. Sarah's going for an all-nighter with the Swag Girls. So you guys just make your best decision based on that. Okay. And then at 10:30, there's another happening. It's the main event. Actually, I don't see that VRMA sees it that way, but we do. Because we get to wrap up the conference with all you guys. Cram in the room. We're doing a live podcast with you. We want to hear your conference takeaways with Sarah and T for the fifth year.
Yeah, and this is probably dreaming, but since they don't have anything for the general session on Tuesday night from 4:30 to 6, I think they should just put our takeaways right there and people run up to the stage with their takeaways. That would be so exciting. But we need you guys to show up to this, to share your takeaways with others that aren't at the conference so that we can record our session and all of you attendees and non-attendees will hear the best thing that people learned that paid for their trip. There's also, though, David Roberts from your group again, Tim, on how to start a commercial laundry. And if you're thinking about a commercial laundry, you can skip our takeaways because then you can listen to the podcast and see what you missed and go find out how to start a commercial laundry from what we know is one of the best in the business with Outer Banks Blue.
Well, he's also with Sheila McCracken and Brian Olson, who also know a few things about that. So that's great. And maybe how high-tech enabled vacation rental managers to save on staffing with Terry White and Robin.
That's a Terry that's not an Outer Banks Blue employee.
That's right. We have Terry Gore and we have Terry Moore. We don't have Terry White. Terry White has been heard many times with Matt Landau, and we might get him on the podcast.
Yeah, I think we should. He's always commenting on Facebook. He's very supportive of us. So thank you, Terry. So that's who we picked. I'm almost sure there's 3 to 4 people that have listened to the podcast today, Tim, who are offended. Their blood pressure's up. They think we're not friends anymore. They can't believe we didn't choose their session. Please, all of you, stop feeling that way. We love everyone. We had to pick something, so we went with these. But Tim, I want to challenge anyone that listened today who does have a session we didn't choose, how about we challenge them to sign up, to call in, just like our last episode, and we let them sell their session. Maybe we give them 2 minutes to tell us why somebody should come to see them at 2 o'clock on Tuesday versus something else. And maybe they'll even give us a takeaway nugget for those of you that just can't get to Vegas.
That's great. We'll have another call-in show, and it'll be right before VRMA International, and so you'll be fresh in your mind. You have this on your mind now. I know you're excited. If you haven't registered for the conference, do it quickly, because the early bird rate is about to expire. But if you want to be on the show, call us, 336-612-1612. Message us on Facebook. Send us an email. We'll get you on. Can't wait. Looking forward to seeing you in Vegas, pal.
It's going to be great. And I will summarize all these recommendations on Facebook in case you didn't have a pen and paper as you were driving down the road. And you're all set to arrive in Vegas, and you don't even have to use all those things that Tim said you do to find what session you want to go to. We'd also love to hear from you on the sessions you go to. If you somehow don't make it to the takeaway session that we record everyone on the podcast, be sure to write in of your favorite takeaway, because some of the things I've learned at VRMA over the years, Tim, have completely changed the course of our company. This is no joke. So get a lot out of it. Talk to people, get to know people, exchange information, and make this a year-long connection you have.
Sounds great. We've laid it out there. Looking forward to hearing from some of the folks who were not selected. And until next time, so long, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. Don't hate us. See ya.